morning, I would like to explain the Dhamma words. I gave it to Lisa Ronica, who died on the 4th of November. In the funeral service, I couldn't explain my Dhamma words in the funeral service. So today, I would like to explain a little bit about it. You know pretty well, Lisa Ronica was very energetic, very kind, compassionate, very active, even though she was very small, just like a junior high school. She was really cute. whenever she came to see me, she never complained about her life, and never criticized to others, but was seriously thinking of how to live. In other words, the philosophy of living, not a philosophy of living, the wisdom of living, how to live. Because her heart was always focused on her clients who brought lots of cases of human suffering. So she poured her head or her body to every areas, Zen Buddhism and the psychology and feedback and biologies, many things. So she was very active, and she knows that she had a certain wisdom how to live day to day. And particularly this May. She went to Europe to attend a workshop. I don't know this, real title was, title of the workshop was, but that workshop was concentrated on Zen and psychotherapy, something like that, in Europe. And then after returning from the Europe, she came to see me and talk about her experience. And she really attained the enlightenment from that. And she was really appreciated. She really appreciated her life and Zen Buddhism, Buddha's teaching. And the day when she died, we made an appointment to each other to see in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, but she had been gone. before that. I was taught from down uphold that the sea was very concerned about no return of my trip to Japan, but in my place instead of no return on my trip from Japan, she is no return at all. My Dhamma words life and death are based on illusion as heat waves before wind. Being in the place where no tracks are left, there is no clue to pursue. The clear moon hangs in the heaven of original being. And regarding Elizabeth Salonika, in astoundment of your long journey of life and death, due to the fruit of many lives, you have willingly cultivated the virtuous field of life. Paying homage to the three treasures, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, admiring the footprints of the saints and the sage. Now you are getting into the perfect concentration in fire, being in the place where dullness and unclearness are gone, peaceful body and mind manifest as star clarity. Tell me, how can you explain this stark reality without being apart from the present? A clear place, a rayed so solitary light, Paragon opening, lotus flowers in fire. First, he said, life and death are based on illusion as heat waves before wind. Being in the place where no tracks are left, there is no clue to pursue. The clear moon hangs in the heaven of original being. I tried to say, talk of life and death. Not only the Elizabeth Salonika's life, but everyone's life and death. I think life and death, total picture of life and death is a kind of event which is produced all of a sudden and ends simultaneously. This is a total picture of life and death. We call Dharma. In Buddhism, Dharma is something appears, something appearing all of a sudden and simultaneously it ends very quick. This is called Dhamma. So in terms of human eye, we can see that this true picture of the Dhamma So in terms of human consciousness or in terms of usual pattern of human life, we always create something sticky between you and your object. So actually you never know. You never know something true. You never know something which it truly is. That is called ignorance. So in terms of human eyes, human consciousness, the Dhamma turns into ignorance. But the Dhamma itself is very active at super speed, appears, disappears. There is no space between the subject and the object. So, in terms of the true sense of the life and death, there is nothing to put the name on it. But if you see it in terms of human consciousness, human eyes, we can put a certain name on it. It is called ignorance because we create a space between subject and object. That space is called cultural space, philosophical space, psychological space, intellectual space, emotional space, many spaces there. Time space, you know, spatial space, you know, many space, visible space, invisible space. So very quickly we create a space between. The Dhamma itself is very active at super speed as it truly is. So no space between. So from this point, Buddhism office mentions the phenomena and truth are one. Ignorance and Dhamma is one. It's actually one. It's working as one. So when you see the Dhamma, which is really pure and clear and clean, in terms of human eyes, it turns into ignorance or misunderstanding. I say illusion. Illusion means misunderstanding. Lots of misunderstanding. You never understand something correctly, properly. But we don't believe this one. That's why we always attach to your understanding. In terms of your career, your experience, and the memories, and what the experience which you have had. So misunderstanding, if you see something, your object becomes something perverted by your misunderstanding. So that's why the world becomes very confused. And also people, the problem is that we fully believe that our understanding is correct, right. Attaching to individual understanding, that's why world become hallucinated. So that is usual world. Okay? But actually, that is not total picture of the world. Total picture of the world is something more than your hallucination, more than your misunderstanding. That's why we have to make our mind calm. Because this Dhamma, at once appearing, the all of a sudden end disappears or ends simultaneously. This is a Dhamma. At the super speed. So that is called truth, that is called living energy, your energy, wherever you may be. Your energy, living energy, is constantly going like a spring water. You never stop it. By your effort, by your intellectual understanding, you never know it. Before you know it, before you don't know it, like living energy is coming up. Because you already, your pipe, the pipe of your life and death, already has touched the water vine under the ground. So water is always coming up. That's why in the emergency case, which is no hallucination, no dregs in the bottom of human life, you know, immediately that you can see that strong living energy coming up. Do you understand? But usually your life is not the emergency case. We always understand the human life in terms of consciousness, your hallucination, your misunderstanding, always. That's why the emergency cases are very rare for us. But life is exactly emergency case. Even though we don't understand, this is our practice, we have to do it. So right in the middle of hallucinated world, we have to take care of this human life and death as emergency case, because Dhamma appears all of a sudden and ends simultaneously. So that's why I said life and death are based on illusion. As heat waves before wind, heat waves before wind, there is nothing to get on, get. You cannot lay hands on yourself and your object. Just like a heat wave. So this is the total picture of the life and death. You can see, so I think the total, you should know the total picture. Total picture of the life and death is just a single piece of paper with the two sides. One is hallucinated, misunderstood world, and on the other end, it is very pure. So that those two working together, this is your total picture of life and death, day to day. But usually we understand that just one side, called hallucinated world, that world is very understandable through the human consciousness. And pure nature of the human world, called Dharma, is invisible and unexperienced for us now. That's why we usually ignore it, or we usually not pay attention to it. So from this point, what is the total picture of life and death? It is something wrong, or it is right? Nothing to say. Do you understand what I mean? Because total picture is single sheet of paper with two sides. If you touch one side, immediately the other side appears. And the one side what you have had, you have touched, is disappeared. The next moment when you say, oh, disappeared, but next moment, the one side which has disappeared appears again. So we cannot know what is the total picture of human life and death. So your life and death
is working completely beyond your human agency, human speculation. That is called Dharma, we say. So when you use a Dharma, Dharma is a pretty interesting term because it is the manifestation of the truth. Truth means suchness, thatness. Okay? On that end, Dharma is phenomenal world we live in. And also, Dharma is a teaching. So teaching is based on phenomenal world we live in and also the truth or thatness. That is a teaching. That is a teaching, that is your talking, that is your the demonstration of your life with your word, with your body, with your mind. Okay, that is called teaching. So next, being in the place where no tracks are left, there is no clue to pursue. So in next, I say in terms of the Dharma itself, okay? Or pure nature of living energy as it is. At that time, being in the place where no tracks are left, no tracks are left, because living energy is just like spring water coming up in the emergency case. Imagine where there is no space between you and your object. At that time, no tracks are left. That is the place you live in day to day. So there is no clue to pursue, no clue to pursue, no clue to escape, no clue to get into. All you have to do is just be. That's it. And then, in the next says, the clear moon hangs in the heaven of original being. That is, that total picture of the Dharma, life and death, is your place. Okay? Your place is the place of your life and death is or nothing to get into, or nothing to lay hands on, nothing to escape. But on the other hand, we're living in the human world, so-called samsara, sixth category of existence, we call. In that realm of category of existence, we always create something misunderstanding constantly. But misunderstanding comes from what? The original nature of misunderstanding is what? Just like a living energy. So if you understand very deeply misunderstanding, what you have made turn into living energy, complete beyond your speculation. So misunderstanding is not always something wrong. Misunderstanding becomes great fertilizer to deepen your life. But if you misuse it, misunderstanding getting worse. That's why we have to realize it, we have to make our mind calm and to understand, to feel, to deepen your life day to day. Okay? And that time, that is the total picture of your life and death. In that realm of total picture of your life and death, which there is nothing, no word, nothing to lay hand on, there is your life here. That life is called creative. Okay? Creative life is nothing to sit down on, nothing to stay with it. But all you have to do is constantly, you have to deepen total picture of life and death, which seems to be mysterious, pretty deep. No idea, no concept, good, bad, right, wrong. We have to constantly deepen it with continuous, with the boundless activity acting in everyday life. So that's why in Buddhism there is no particular ideas. You have to believe as an object. But whatever kind of religion you follow, we say religion is one. Yes, religion is one. Whatever kind of religion is one. What do you mean one? Okay. Then immediately we believe, yes, I believe one. At that time, you are really stuck in the idea of one. But life is not like that. Buddhism is not like that. If you believe one, that one is really mysterious. We call mysticism because we don't know what one is. Just like a mathematics. Mathematics, you mathematically you use a one. Okay. How do you understand the one? You never know one. But mathematically is always going on there because one first you should accept one. And then after accepting totally one, then 2, 3, 4, 5. Mathematics is going. Do you understand? Who knows one? No one. No one knows what one is. Same applies to you as a one. Kalagiri is natural one, as existence, as a being. How do I know? But I have to know who I am, but I don't know exactly. The one Kalagiri who I have known is hallucinating, misunderstanding. But one is here. That one is what? I don't understand it. This is a total picture of my life and the death. So life and death called temporary, called Kalagiri, is not so simple as a piece of paper, very thin, like a piece of paper. It's very deep. Because understandable life aspect of human life and also not understandable aspect of human life both are working together in this number one. Okay? So you never know. But in this level of one, there is your life is there. There is my life is there. So whatever happens, I have to live. That is creative. Day to day, creative life. That is, I say, a clear moon hangs in the heaven of original being. It's very wonderful. Clear moon hangs where? Small world called Kalagiri, or small world called small well, or Lake Kaplan? No. It's universe, whole world. So, clear moon hangs in the whole world. This is the individual life, which is living vividly day to day. Okay? That's why you have to really take care of your life with, you know, sincerity, with compassion, with kindness. For what? For all sentient beings. Then next, regarding Elizabeth Aronica, in astoundment of your long journey of life and death. In astoundment. Is that okay?
In astonishment.
No. Astoundment.
Astounded by.
Okay. In other words, big shock. Okay?
Astonishment.
Okay? your long journey of life and death. I heard, I was taught from Elizabeth Lawrence. She had the disease of asthma since her childhood. She told me that 2 years old, since 2 years old. I think the 2 years old had child has already wonderful consciousness. Remember, very clear remember her past, present, future. Very clear. Because not many complicated words around 2 year old child. So simple as possible, her those small child consciousness works very well. Like a moment when a moment which you throw a ball to swifting stream of water. It touches it, it goes. That is functioning of consciousness what babies and the 2 years old child possess. So baby has already consciousness, but working very simple. So you don't know. So I think even though she was a 2 years old child, but that asthma, she was big shocked by the sickness of asthma. She got it at that time. Big shock. So I think consciously, unconsciously, she started to research what's life and death. That's why I say, in astonishment of your long journey of life and death, already a certain, is already the seed of the way seeking mind when she was 2 years old. That's why I say here, due to the fruit of many lives, you have willingly cultivated the virtuous field of life. Due to the fruit of many lives, I think life goes through the past to the present to the future. At that time, immediately all of you jump on a kind of reincarnation, etc. Oh, forget it, okay? Forget it. Whether you believe or not, your life has been coming from your past and will go to the future. On and on. This is a real picture of your life. So, if you don't feel the good from idea of reincarnation, forget it. Okay? Forget it. All you have to do is you should taste it. Taste your life. Taste the flavor of your life. How deep your life is. That is the point. Then you can accept smoothly. Time will come. You can accept smoothly your life coming from the past, going to the future. Okay? So, why did Aronka started to see the significance of life and death with the way-seeking mind when she was at 2 years old? She didn't know. We didn't know. So that's why I said due to the fruit of many lives. Anyway, many lives. Then you have willingly cultivated. There is no doubt for her to just jump into that virtuous field of life. Virtuous field of life is total acceptance of life and death without any doubt. That is virtuous world, virtuous field of life. What is the virtuous field of life? When you accept it, then I say that is a paying homage to three traders, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Very naturally, you can really pay homage to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Buddha is total picture of your life, whatever you call mysticism, mystic human life, that's fine. Okay. Mysticism means living day to day. Okay? Day to day. Wisdom of living. This is a mysticism. This is a mysterious life, a total picture of your life, which is mysterious. Okay? Paying homage to the Buddha, in Buddhism we call Dharma. Dharma is a phenomenal word and truth and also teaching. Okay? And Sangha, many people who are seeking for total picture of life and teaching coming from total picture of life and death. That is Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Admiring the footprints of the saints and the sages. Many from generation to generation, wise men, many people, many ancestors, many Buddhas. Anyway, they walked on this path. That is a we try to admire, we try to respect the footprints of ancestors, wise men, Buddhas, and the patriarchs, and your grandparents, human life, anyway. So that is a virtuous field of life. Now you are getting into the perfect concentration in fire, means your body is going to burn in fire. In other words, your life is right in the middle of fire. Being in the place where darkness and unclearness are gone, peaceful body and mind manifest as stark reality. Being in the place where darkness and unclearness are gone means emergency case. Here it says stark reality. Stark reality is emergency case of your life. There is no comment, no discussion. All you have to do is just be and do. With sincerity. Take step forward. At that time, there is no dullness, no sense of dullness and unclearness. In other words, no space between you and your object. But we don't understand no space between you and your object. That's why when you start to think of it, wonderful subject and object, we put the name on it called mysticism. And then we are completely hanging on the idea of mysticism. But you are completely full, is stuck in the idea of mysticism. At that time, you cannot move an inch in the realm of mysticism. And you have to deepen mysticism, except mysticism means living itself, day to day, from moment to moment. This is mysticism. This is a place where you live in. Temporary we call mysticism. It is not an idea of philosophical idea, no. It's living, day to day. So mysticism is not important. Okay? Point is, day to day, all you can do is to deepen the living day to day from moment to moment, again and again, with continuous, boundless acting toward the future. So, from the Zen teaching, mysticism, fine. We understand the mysticism because we don't understand it. Total picture of human life. But you have to be free from mysticism. Free from mysticism means you have to deepen, concentrate the living in day to days. Okay? With that, sitting on a certain chair called mysticism or not mysticism. Lots of ism there. But day-to-day living is really active. So all we can do is deepen. To deepen day-to-day living with continuous boundless acting with sincerity. That is Buddhistic way to live. That's why I say you are getting into the perfect concentration. Perfect concentration means no space. You have to be there. That is perfect concentration in fire. Then being in the place where dullness and unclearness are gone, then there is a peaceful body and mind manifest as stark reality. This is an emergency case. Tell me, how can you explain this stark reality without being apart from day-to-day living? Okay? So what is a stark reality? What is the emergency case? What is the Dharma? What is the truth? What is the mysticism? Mysticism is nothing but a concept you have created. But pay attention to from where it comes. It comes from living day to day, vividly. That is a total picture of mysticism. So don't stay with the mysticism, but you have to deepen mysticism itself day to day. At that time, you can be free from mysticism, any ism. And then you can really taste very profound flavor of human life, which you really have chewed your life day to day for a long time, from the past to the present to the future. How many years have you chewed the food of your life and death? Not only this life. You have chewed the food of your life and death from the beginningless past. This is your life. So, tell me, how can you explain this stark reality without being apart from present? Nothing to say. Nothing to explain. We have to explain. Then when you start explaining, we call mysticism. But mysticism is not an idea, philosophical idea, that comes from living vividly day-to-day life. So, all we have to do, how can you talk about it? Nothing means just take care of living day-to-day with continuous boundless acting without being stuck by any concept, ism, any ism. But it is very difficult to live by yourself. That's why we really pay homage to the footprint of ancestors. Your ancestors, your the patriarchs, rulers, and white men, and your grandparents, etc. So, as finally I say, tell me how can you explain this stark reality without being apart from the present? And finally, the last one I say, clear place arrayed so solitary light. Solitary light means completely the no sense of unclearness light. Okay? That is solitary, completely aloneness, perfect aloneness. Beyond the concept of aloneness or not aloneness. Solitary means no space to discuss. You just be there. You must be you. You are you in, you settle yourself in the self, that's it. How can you be? Express, that is called peace and harmony, we call. But in day-to-day life, we don't see that. We don't see that such an emergency case, which is no sense of unclearness and no sense of dullness. By what we always create, the dullness and the unclearness always create a certain space between you and your art. So solitary light is complete, clear, and no gap. Cultural space, no cultural space, no philosophical space between you and your art. Thoroughgoingly opening lotus flowers in fire. Thoroughgoing openly. It is completely open. That openness is not the openness of the usual flower in your beautiful garden. No. It's in fire. That is very rare. Emergency case is very rare. You realize. Very rare. But actually, our life is emergency case, stark reality. Where the lotus flower completely blooms in fire. It's impossible, but it's open. That is my words.